I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This music really stinks, Bob. Would you agree with that? This is what you
Probably needs to be updated in a
doctor's office.
What would you like
anything
it to be?
We've talked about Tony Kornheiser on his podcast has local musicians do the soundtrack. Apparently there's intense rules now about what we can play and can't play. Anything but this. I'd rather hear me singing.
Well, I have some local people who are very good musicians.
Let's get them in touch. Let's ask our bosses.
Can we do it?
Absolutely. Please.
And I think they
anything
would like,
but
very
that.
Talented people who need to get some props.
Limits? Why don't we? I'm going to talk to Craig Riley about that.
We can do that after the show today.
No, I'm doing it during the show.
Okay, we
could
do that.
Let them know as I leave that I have some pretty good candidates in mind.
So aren't the Clarks big fans of us?
Yes.
There you go, Bob. How about the Clarks?
Well, that would be awesome because they're legendary. I don't know, you know, if there's
be unbelievable.
Is there money involved?
No.
Okay.
Probably not.
If they want it.
Yeah. Anybody? Well, we can talk about it. Let's just put it. I'm not going to make any promises. It's just an idea. But Kornheiser says original music. Where the artist agrees to have it on, let's do anything but what we just did. Not to blame you, Limits, because you're not the man to be blamed here. But that's horrifying. Do you agree, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, you need something different, fresh, and that would represent the show locally, especially.
Do you like that song?
No, I have my same problems on Saturday. The music's outdated.
It's so bad. And I think the music helps. It helps liven up the energy.
No,
it helps liven up me. Everything.
I'll tell you one thing that bothered me yesterday, if I don't mind bringing the substance to that music.
George and Washington called?
No. No. This is when you make a prop bet. I guess this is the world you live in, and you say to yourself, why am I being penalized? So Tua yesterday, the prop bet was 243 yards passing, right?
Yes.
5 seconds left in the game. He surpassed that number. So if you made the over bet, you would have won. He had 254. This is what bothers me about how this rule is written here. So they're in desperation mode. They try to, you know, throw the ball and then lateral it everywhere. So Jalen Waddle.
And just to interrupt, if you're a Bills fan out there, 100% of them thought Miami would score on that play. But go ahead.
Well, anyway, so he throws a little dump off pass to somebody who then laterals it to Jalen Waddle, who goes backwards 24 yards, right? So
right.
Why is that considered Tua yardage? He completed the pass.
Be. Right. It's
he then lateraled to somebody else.
I hadn't thought of that.
So all of a sudden he goes down to 231 and you lose the bet. Why
wow.
is that part of the passing play?
I don't know.
Play?
I never. How did we get into that? Why did you launch on that? I can't remember now.
Because when you
now.
Lose money, you get mad.
Oh, right. Or you might
I'm just saying. I don't understand why that's considered part of the pass. It wasn't.
It shouldn't be.
The pass
You're
was
right.
the pass. He then lateraled and they start the sequence of laddering.
Right.
And that's all yardage against Tua.
And that's a situation where if you lose money, you need good music to lift your spirits. Or
Ron maybe. In Cooks Forest wants to talk about Jared Jones. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Palsy. You know what they say. You can't make the club in the top, Bob.
Do you remember that legendary call, Bob? Ron from Cooks Forest.
I have nightmares about a lot of calls.
Notice I haven't called in a long time.
No.
I think that because even though I created the art form, Pony
he calls it an art form.
Pony perfected
I call it. A disturbance.
He perfected it. I have to give credit where it's due. Pony perfected the art form with George and Washington. What am I going to? How am I going to top that, Bob? I can't.
No, and you went out of your mind pretending you were. Who is the lady?
Fanny and Butler.
Fanny and Butler. Yeah. Fanny and Butler is joining us right now. What's up, Fanny? And it was you. And how
it
am
was
I supposed
my wife.
To know
remember,
that,
I had put my wife up to it.
How am I supposed to know that's you?
I know. Well, Fanny and Butler, it's a little bit suspicious.
All right. Fanny. You don't know Fanny? I do.
It'll be like Fanny from, you know, Butts, the Butts Marriott Resort in Arizona. Have you ever been there, Bob? In Tempe?
It's called Buttes, isn't it? Not
yeah.
Butts.
Yeah. The Buttes.
Do you know anyone with the last name Butts?
Dave Butts. We just talked about this last week with Hokie. Remember the 6'8"
exactly.
Nose tackle for Washington all those years ago. Anywho, where were we?
We were talking about the Steelers, you said.
Yes.
No. No, you can't do that.
That sounds like a small child.
Hey, Bob.
getting reprimanded by their parent. No, no, no. No, no, no. We don't light matches in the house. Let's hear Bob's reprimand of me there. I need to hear that one more time, Bob. You sounded like a parent there.
Well, I'm dealing with a childlike behavior. Yes, I had to sound like a parent. No, no, no. No, no, no. You can't do that.
No, no, no.
Stop it.
All right. We're done with that. Let's talk Steelers. May we? And I'm completely thrown off track by that crappy music. Receivers. Listen, by tomorrow, my question for you is ultimately going to be, did Omar Khan completely screw this up? Or is he going to, you know, the old step in a pile of poo and come out wearing a brown suit here? Is he better off with none of these guys? Adam Schefter said any and all receiver options on the table for the Steelers. We've now seen Darius Slayton get injured. We saw Christian Kirk get injured. Somebody else reported the other day they were all over Christian Kirk, ready to make a deal.
That was Schefter.
Schefter. Jay Glazer saying the Steelers called a month ago about Cooper Kupp. Oh, my God, I'd love to see him. But now the Rams suddenly looking very good. Did I mention Slayton injured?
Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen's my guy. I think he needs, but he's not playing. That's the problem. He didn't play again yesterday. Is that to protect him? The old hockey move to protect him so he's healthy at the deadline here? Or is this guy legitimately hurt for a long time? What I see is Adam Thielen and Mike Williams, either or. Do you see anybody else in this race?
And I think that's, you know, it was going to be that way regardless, just because of the cost involved, the draft equity that would be involved. I think.
Do you think they need one?
I think they need a depth person, yes.
Yeah.
Depth. It doesn't have to be a big name, and it won't be at this point. But the depth guy. But I think Russell Wilson, from what we've seen in two games, has utilized Calvin Austin much more than had been used by Justin Fields and Van Jefferson even. So maybe those guys, if you have a guy like Russell Wilson who can look over the field and all of his options, could get more involved. Austin had a tremendous game the last game. He could be that person. That would be terrific. But, yeah, they need someone else in case of injury, I think, mostly.
So do I. But I wonder here. Will it be better in the end that they didn't get any of those bigger name guys?
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Given the capital involved, given the fact that injuries have occurred, all of that?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Of all the guys that had been mentioned, I thought Cooper Kupp was probably the best option if the Rams hadn't gotten hot here now and everybody's healthy again. And Puka Nacua is back. Stafford's healthy. They won a game in Seattle. Now, all of a sudden, they're thinking about winning a weak division. So that won't happen. So, Christian Kirk looked like it'd be a real opportunity. And he was making some pretty good money, too. So I'm not sure how far that went and how much money Jacksonville may have retained or how much the Steelers would have asked them to retain.
I'm still all over Adam Thielen here. And I'm with our friend Patrick Peterson. Have you heard his stuff with Pony? They're pretty good together, Bob.
Yeah, it's on the First and Pod podcast.
Let's listen to him. This was from about a week and a half ago when he was presented with a number of different options. And this is what Pat Pete said, Bob.
From your cornerback perspective, which one do you think would make the most sense for the Steelers?
In my opinion, I'm going to have to go with Adam Thielen.
Ooh.
Yeah, just because Allen is one of those guys, you can put him kind of anywhere. He can be that slot receiver. And I know we got Austin at that, but I feel like Austin is more like a big play type slot receiver. But if you have a guy like Adam Thielen that can manipulate and receive those cause those mismatches inside the numbers, I think that can be a guy that can really help that offense kind of flourish, because you got Pat as a tight end. We all know what he can do, but now you can add another element inside where you can move him. You can have him outside, and you can move him inside, and he's a guy who can win one-on-one matchups. versus those other guy. Mike is coming off an injury. And who you say, Slayer?
Slayton. Darius Slayton, yeah, with the Giants.
Yeah, Darius Slayton. I mean, he's been having this kind of up and down year, but for guys who is more reliable, in my opinion, it'll be Adam Thielen because, like I said, you can move him around in different places. The only thing is he's a little bit older than all of those guys. But to me, he's more reliable out of the bunch. So
I agree with every syllable and half syllable he just said, Bob. The question is health. But the Steelers actually have some time. Like, I'm okay if Adam Thielen misses, you know, another 3 weeks. If he comes back fully healthy, this is a guy who caught over 100 balls last year.
Yeah, I mean, he was very good for them. And when healthy, still can be somebody who puts up numbers. So, yeah, that's why that makes sense. It would only cost them probably a 7th-round pick, a 6th-round pick at the most. Although they have one that they're about to send to Chicago for Justin Fields. So I'm not sure how that works. But, you know, bottom line is they need some help there. It doesn't have to be at the level of Brandon Ayuk or Cooper Kupp, but it has to have somebody. And I do believe that Omar Khan will make some sort of deal before tomorrow.
I would think so, too. If, you know, for no other reason, like you said, if Pickens goes down for a month with a sprained ankle or something, then you have at least have some depth at that position. Plus, I still think in what is rapidly becoming, I think, a clearer AFC, you're going to have to beat teams with high-powered offenses. I'm not even including Kansas City, but then again, on a given day in the playoffs, I think that they're very capable of being high-powered. Look at Lamar and Baltimore and Derrick Henry. Look at Joe Burrow, what he's doing. Look at Josh Allen, C.J. Stroud lurking in the wings. You may have to outscore somebody in the playoffs, and I really think you're derelict of duty if you don't have at least one more quality receiver on hand, just in case.
No, I totally agree. We watched Baltimore yesterday down at the station while we were watching Cincinnati down at the station. The one thing Cincinnati is doing is Joe Burrow is doing his thing, and he's got 20 touchdown passes now. Yeah, they're 4-5. You know, they got a huge game this Thursday, Joe. This is must-see for everyone in Pittsburgh. When you have Baltimore hosting Cincinnati, it's a must-win for Cincinnati, in my view. They can't go to 4-6 with 4 home losses and then a head-to-head loss to Baltimore. As far as the Ravens are concerned, they're going to score over 30 a game, period. They just do. Every single game they play, they score a lot of points. And, you know, Lamar Jackson has looked more comfortable than I've ever seen him.
Yes.
He knows what he's doing.
158.3 yesterday. Perfect rating.
But he doesn't have to throw the ball all that much. They have Derrick Henry, who's chewing it up that way. And they have him. And they have two really good tight ends who can, either one of them could be stars of a game. Zay Flowers has emerged. So they have a lot of weapons there. And it's going to be tough to stop them. Even with a good defense like the Steelers have, you may limit them. But even limiting them, they're going to score their points.
Man, I thought that Harbaugh should have sat guys earlier yesterday. They got a Thursday game coming up against the Bengals.
Reason.
It was a perfect time.
What are you doing with these guys in there?
Right. It was the perfect time. We just played a 3-quarter game. What a great break to have for them with a game coming up against Joe Burrow on Thursday. And man, are the Bengals desperate, Bob. I said last week that I thought that their game against Philly at home was a swing game for them. A gigantic game, and they lost. And good for them that they won. Good for them they look like they have a high-powered offense. But, man, at 4-5, they're going into Baltimore, into L.A. to face the Chargers, then bye week, then Steelers, at Dallas. Then they have some winnable games against Tennessee.
When is their bye week again? Right before the Steeler game, the second one?
November 24th, that weekend.
That's pretty late in the year to get a bye week, you know. And the thing about this week, if they should win Baltimore, they get extra time to prepare for the Steelers the following Sunday.
Well, they have at Chargers first.
No, don't they have the Steelers?
Who are we talking about?
The Ravens.
Oh, the Ravens. I'm sorry.
So the Ravens,
I was talking about
I'm
the
saying
Bengals.
If they should win this game Thursday night.
Yeah, then they have extra time for the Steelers.
Off, knowing the Steeler game is up next for them. Which I fully expect it to be, and I hate to say this because it's at this point scheduled to be on our station at KDKA, but it's going to be flexed. I don't think there's any doubt. There are not many other good choices. So they have an opportunity in the window to flex it. I would imagine it's going to Sunday night.
Coming up next, I'm going to engage Bob and Wonder Twin in a little exercise here. We're going to look at the state of the Steelers and the state of the Ravens and maybe even the Bengals. Sure, we'll include the Bengals because for all their troubles, they are, I think, are they only one game out of the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, they have to win a lot. They put themselves in that situation. Yes, they do.
That's what I'm wondering now. Now that I actually look at this, do they have to win a lot, Bob? The seventh team is Denver at 4-5 or 5-4. The Bengals are only a game back.
Yeah, but they have some conference issues with tiebreakers.
I know, but they have the Chargers coming up, too, who are right ahead
right,
of them.
That's
they
true.
Beat the Chargers.
But again, they put themselves in a situation where they had gimmies at home, Joe. Gimmies.
I know.
And they fell out on their faces, and those will come back to haunt you. We've seen it time and time again.
Are you and Wonder Twin willing to engage in this game of a sort of a blind taste test here for
is
the rest
it a
of
game
the season?
Or is it an exercise, as you previously
said? It's an exercise. Out. We're going to look at.
I need exercise.
We're going to look at every game on the rest of these team schedules and pick them. Not keeping track of what we're doing, not trying to reach our agenda of how many wins we thought they would have. We're going to be very in the moment and pick each one of these teams' games. Limits is going to add them up, and then we're going to have our records for the end of the season. Limits, can you do that?
I need to lift those weights. Let's do it.
This is why we lift all them weights.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.